Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Presence of God and some not only information but revelation. See, revelation opens up the portal. Sometimes when you're plateauing, when life gets really boring and you know you'd like it's just humdrum and routine and you know you're familiar with everything and you feel like giving up, you need a revelation. You need to see something you've not seen before. You need a motivation. You need something to light a fire up under you. You need God to show you something you didn't see. Because God never gets boring. Ain't nothing boring about God, ever. But you can get caught up just by plateauing and getting caught up in the system of the world, which is contrary to us, get weak, and then become discouraged. One thing about Jesus, he never became discouraged. When he was faced with the greatest challenge in Gethsemane, he asked his disciples to pray with him. And as often as the way of God is, the Father put them to sleep. Listen, we talk about power, but there will be times where God will single you out. And let me say it this way. He'll tell you, this is between me and you. I'm not letting anybody else get involved. It might be a little short, little you know, time where you deal, but it's between you and why? He's your Father. He wants you to have direct relationship with him. There's no high priest we have to go to except Christ is the high priest, but I'm talking about him too. He wants you to be able to go directly to him, to have relationship with him. And yes, we have protocol in the church, you know, in this realm for the sake of order, you know, husbands and wives for the sake of the fallen nature. That's what it was. Men and women were created equal. But God set an order after the fall. Boy, the amens really get scattered now. I ought to preach on marriage now. They got scattered. One was over there, one back there. Amen, amen. People get scared. But no, well, how many of we need help? Because in this battle zone, it's exactly what it is. It's a battle zone. And you need, or God needs, soldiers. Amen. He don't need them AWOL folk. He told Gideon had 32,000. I'll go. I'll fight. Then he said, tell everybody that's afraid, go home. 22,000. Bye. Tell me how it turns out, you know. I know we can win. Then he said, you still got too many for what I want to do. And the ultimate test was see how they lapped the water. What did they do with the water? What did they do with the word? See, the word is water. And the ones that lap in a certain way, he said, send them home because they're not handling the water. They're lapping like a dog. But the ones that watch with the water, the ones that are, you know, keen and discerning, set them aside. It was only 300 of them. God said, I'll do what I need to do with a smaller group of people. But these are going to be my soldiers. So, looking at this portion of scripture here, you know, we often just read verse 28, which is a very powerful verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways. But let's go back to verse number 21, because to have power, you got to have positive and negative. The first thing God says to Job in this portion of scripture, he says, acquaint yourself with me. A lot of people just want to say stuff, but it's not based from a relationship. Hello? It's from maybe something they heard, you know, somebody else say, but they've not established that relationship. The first thing God says is, acquaint thyself with me. Tell somebody right now, acquaint yourself with God. What does that mean? That means a whole lot. That's a message in and of itself. You have to spend some time. If you get acquainted with someone, you've come to know them. They become an acquaintance. They know you, you know them. Before we ever get to verse 28, God says, first, acquaint yourself with me. Acquaint. Tell somebody right now, get acquainted with God. That spells a prayer life. That spells opening the Bible, blowing the dust out the pages, letting the little, you know, bugs fly out of there, and wiping it off, and reading it. It also entails study. Some of us that are called to ministry or minister the word, you need to be a student of the word. Amen. Say amen real loud. Amen. And we're in the process of transitioning into a lot of things in preparation for much more ministry. But I want to do something as the Lord will release us to train or to teach people how to study the Bible. How do you study? Now, I'm not a theologian, but I do know from experience, 43 years of experience, somewhat on how to study the Bible so that you can get a deeper understanding. You know, it's good to read, and you know, the Spirit of God will speak to you. But if you're gonna be effective in nations or with speaking before people, you got to know more than John 3:16. And you even got to be able to break John 3:16 down and expound on it. But if you've just read it, all you know is God so loved the world. And that's good. You need to know that. But what's underlying it? What's underneath? You see, when you study, and it's not scary, don't be afraid of it. When you study Hebrew or Greek, and that's another thing that we want to do to open it up. When you study that, you'll find that verses of scripture come alive. You mean God said all that? Yes, he did. That's what he originally said. We captured it in the English, which is sufficient. But it's, see, God hides stuff. Not from us, but for us. That's why he says, ask and you'll receive. Seek. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be open. See, there's some stuff folk won't find out unless they really look for it. Because what it is that you find out, God can't entrust it to everybody. He won't entrust it to the casual reader. He loves them. He loves them just like he loves everybody else. And he'll take care of you. He loves you. You're his child. But his eyes go to and fro to that heart that's hungry. I pray, Lord, you'll put a hunger in our heart, a thirst in our heart, first and foremost for your word. We have a hunger for the truth. Amen. You'll see that in this portion of scripture. But the first thing the Lord says is acquaint yourself with me. When you worship God, are you so aware of everybody else around you and how you look or how you sound? Or can you get lost in your worship? where it's just you and Jesus, an audience of one. See, it takes, hear me, it takes sometimes opposition or trouble. And don't be, I'm not twisting this. It takes something like that to push you into that place. See, sometimes you have stuff you need to be delivered of, you don't even know. But if you understand the ways of God and the fact that God never gives up on you, God's not going to just kick you to the curb. All this trouble because God has forsaken. Why have you forsaken? God hasn't, tell somebody, God has not forsaken you. As a matter of fact, if you really understand his ways, when the more trouble that you have, I'm not talking about trouble you bring on yourself. He either hit somebody on job in the eye. Rescue me, Lord. He'll rescue you after you serve your time. Or he gives you jail ministry. I'm not talking about that. You know, we make mistakes in that. Yeah, but I'm not talking about, you know, stuff we bring on ourselves. But things that come against us because we are standing for him. He'll never kick you under the bus. He'll never forsake you. Amen. But while you're going through, you must learn. See, you remember the teaching on the anointing oil. All the ingredients of the oil were only found in the wilderness. When they were going through, when they had to trust God every day, when they didn't know where, you know, they had to trust. God was teaching them to trust him. But what they chose in the wilderness was to complain all the time. So they never learned his ways. Their hearts became hard while they were going through. And Israel never learned his ways. When we're going through is when our heart needs to be softened. I'm not giving in to the devil, but my heart gets soft toward God. That's when you get real pliable. See, gold that's tried in a fire gets soft. Some folk go through, they get mean. They get angry. You can't get around them. They're mad. They'll bite your head off in a minute. You say one thing and they perceive it as something else. They want to fight you. They're going through. Then the next week, they're back to normal. How you doing? God is good all the time. Huh? See, that's what they're saved. But they haven't learned his ways. It took Peter denying the Lord 3 times before he could learn his ways. Peter got so engrossed and obsessed with the ways of God that he refused to be crucified in the same manner. He said, I'm not worthy. And history has it, they crucified him upside down. I mean, but he learned his ways. But Peter was one of them, denied him. But then the Lord said, I've prayed for you that your faith won't fail you. And then he said, because see, some of us are called to leadership and you're struggling. You're really struggling. Don't equate that to your destiny. It's a season where you have to fight. And let me say it this way. It's a season where you will learn to fight. See, this is on the job training. Sometimes you come up against something, you don't know how to handle it. It drives you to your knees. It drives you to press into God more. That's the only way out. You can't turn back. You can't turn right or left. Ain't no help there. You got to go forward. And the only way you're going to go forward is get deeper in God.
Join us at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, as we celebrate our 27th anniversary, July 24th through the 28th. Hear dynamic speakers, experience great worship, be transformed by an in-season word from the Lord. This year's theme is Dominion in Every Domain. Heaven is open over your life. God will not withhold any good thing from you. Visit trbanks.com for details and plan to attend day and evening sessions. For more information, call 772-465-0036.